Now, back to Steiny and Guru on 95.7 The Game.
I got some good news, Goo.
I mean, bring it on, man.
Carter just jinxed me, but go ahead.
He tends to do that quite often, in fact. We got a success story this summer. Even Luka Doncic can get in shape. If he can do it, you can do it. It's good news.
No, it is. Losing weight's always good, right? If you do it the right way, and it looks like he's done that. But as far as, is he still going to be Luka on the court? That's what I'm worried about. Is he going to still be fat on the court, averaging 30, doing all that? Like, I've never seen a guy get body shamed out of nowhere after this trade, but that's neither here nor there. He looks
great. I mean, you guys are doing it to Devers for about 2 months.
I never said that. That was Steiny and Butch talking about his little
belly.
You
see that play he made at first base last night?
He looked like
a diving play off the bag.
Yeah, he did it.
Swipe and tag in one effort.
Salivating.
Yeah, look at that. I do think of how him and Eldridge will coexist. Like, who's first base? You know, because you got your boy over there right now.
Well,
you
one
got
of
Chapman
them.
On the books.
But again, that's why
DH.
You got some guys that probably aren't going to be on this team next year. But to me, pulling the plug on the season, I'll tell you again.
Who's on first? Yeah.
I know. I'll get to that in a second. No. But I do want to open up the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Giddings in for Steinmetz alongside Guru. Let's go out to San Jose and talk to Chris. Chris, what's up, man? What do you got?
Good morning, gentlemen. Let me hit these points really quick. The Giants' problem is they're misaligned. As you would go to a chiropractor and take an x-ray, the first thing they do is look at your spine.
Yeah.
Not so much the executive personnel, but the Giants are not lined up properly to be successful. Number one, your stadium is built for Triples Alley. Who hits triples on the Giants? You're swinging for home runs. It's a cosmetic stadium, looks really cute, but it's not conducive to the team that you're putting on the field. You got Devers, great hitter, like I said before. They're going to pitch around him because there's no protection behind him. So why would you go get Devers all that money? You don't have someone behind him who is credible. You got to catch up with the Dodgers because we have, what, 4 Hall of Famers for the next 5 to 10 years? And, it's going to be difficult for you guys to catch up to the Dodgers, much less establish your own organization to be conducive to winning. So that's why you're losing. You have guys come up from AAA, you throw them in the starting lineup, and they make base running errors. They can't just fly balls. They're doing things that are like bad news bear-like. So we see that. I wouldn't sell the fans on a false lead of, we have a chance to go to the World Series. No, you don't. Don't do that. So knowledge gives us the ability to predict. You guys should be better predictors of the fate of your organization.
Thanks, Chris. Appreciate the call.
And I'll say this, Chris. I'm no Pat Burrell. I'm no hidden coach. We'll get to him.
Well, maybe you could
be. But don't tell me they're pitching around Devers. And I love the guy. Dude, he's getting enough fastballs to eat. He just, you know, sometimes they're getting blown by him. That's just how I've saw Devers in a Giant uniform. He's getting some meatballs.
He's been picking it up since the deadline.
Yes, he has.
But, yeah, he needs to do more just like everybody does.
No doubt.
The offense is not producing enough to supplement the fallout from starting their pitchers. Let's go to Trevor, Arona Park, who wants to preach a little bit of patience, been hanging on for some time. Trevor, what's up, man?
Hey, what's up, man? Trevor, Sideline Bay Area Sports. What's up, Drew?
What's up, baby?
How you doing, man?
Hanging in. Better than the Giants. T, what you got?
Okay, so here's my thoughts, okay? Baseball is so much different than every other sport, in my opinion. I played it for a while. It's a sport that I've loved for a long time. I'll say this. It's a long game. And to expect the team to come out, first off, they weren't very good when they came into the season. They picked up some guys along the way. That's good. They are in a rebuild. You don't want to call it that. That's fine. But they are in a rebuild. We got Justin Verlander. He's kind of cooked. He's old. He was old when we got him. And if we're expecting him to be a guy who's going to anchor the pitching staff or somehow bring some wins to the table, fine. I expect him to be better than he was or he is now, but it's not surprising me that he's falling off the map. He's an old guy. And so what we're looking at is a rebuild. And so we got some guys. Are they going to go and sell? No way. That's not what they're about. They're about trying to build a baseball team that can start winning. It's just not going to happen this year. And that's kind of what it was, what I was saying to you guys when I called in a few weeks back and even last year. I thought it was going to take a couple years. Baseball's so much different than basketball or football, where you go and get a couple of guys and it changes everything.
But
no matter what the Giants do, whoever they pick up, whether it's a pitcher or a bat, guys, this is going to take a couple years. They've got to catch the Dodgers and other teams that are ahead of the game.
But the cost, Trevor, the cost, man. How could you say it's a rebuild when you're paying Devers, Adames, and Chapman? That's not a rebuild.
Well, it's overpaying. I will give you that. I'll give you that. But they need so many more pieces to this puzzle. The guys that they have on this team are not playoff contending players. They're just not. They're not playoff ready. Some of them are too young. Some of them just don't have the talent. They need to upgrade at some positions. And there's no doubt about that. Are they paying Devers more than I would have liked to see, or would I have even liked to see that move? I don't think I would have made that move. And the reason I wouldn't have made that move is because they're not ready to win now. If they were in win now mode and they needed one or two more pieces, that guy is a great piece to put on your team. If you're a team that's 2 years out and you put him on your team expecting him to elevate the entire team, that's not going to happen. So I don't agree with the fact that they made that move in the first place, to be honest. So, yeah.
Thanks, man.
Appreciate the call, Trevor. I mean, to me, there's a lot of revisionist history around Devers. Mm. Like, when they got him,
oh my God,
the world stopped.
It did.
Because it was the first
that.
big hitter that they've gotten in quite some time.
Like, yes.
I'm sorry. It may not age well. That deal may not turn out to be what we thought it was. But to say that you wouldn't do the deal that was a bad trade, I'm sorry. I'm gonna have to have you pull receipts from that day.
I love you for that.
There was not one person I knew that was like, I might have been skeptical about what Devers could be defensively. I know there was a lot of rumors about his, you know, the culture fit from the time in Boston that was eventually debunked. But like his productivity as a player has never been in question.
No doubt about it. And Evan, I'm hugging you from over here with that because the world went crazy and rightfully so. Let me just do this for Trevor's. You know, for him, if you want to do what you just mentioned, revisionist history, let's just say the season ended today, the Giants didn't get in. If you're Buster, do you second guess that move because it didn't, you know, it wasn't lighter fluid to your lineup like you thought it was going to be? Because I'm not. I'm doing that deal 100 times out of 100.
I think most people are. I think the majority of front offices were.
Like, man, T.
And the reason why Posey was in that seat and Farhan wasn't because he wasn't able to pull off a deal like that. I think 650 hits the nail on the head from the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line. It's go time doesn't mean rebuild.
Oh, no doubt. Help us out.
It does. And this is where I want to go next.
Yeah.
A couple nights ago, after the loss on Sunday to the New York Mets, Sunday Night Baseball, Matt Chapman, who hit two home runs that day, was asked about what he thinks the direction of this team is going to be. And really, as somebody that is, you know, as much of a Posey guy as any, what he feels about what his president's going to be doing.
No, I mean, I think that, you know, regardless of how we played, you know, obviously that it sucks to lose 9 of 11 and, you know, kind of slip out of the, you know, the standings a little bit, but we're still right there, you know, and we play a lot of the teams that are, you know, right in front of us and right in the thick of it with us. So, you know, I think that, you know, Buster's made it clear that, you know, we go out and get Rafi, and, you know, it makes sense to continue to try to improve this team and, you know, for this year and the foreseeable future. So I think we expect to add and to continue to get better and to continue to make a push to make the playoffs.
Rebuilding is not an option.
I'm with you. Wow. I heard ads.
If you want a rebuild for the San Francisco Giants, you should not have hired Buster Posey. That's not what he was brought here to do, I believe. And one of the reasons why I think they hired him and fired Farhan Zaidi is because they were sick and tired of the place that, granted, they find themselves now, which is 500, but with no action to show for it, with just this consistent holding pattern of, we'll bring guys in, we'll bring guys out, and we're going to stay about the same.
And Devers will be 40 when this rebuild, when they're ready to go. That's an oxymoron. You wouldn't even brought him in if you didn't think you were you were further along than a rebuild.
Well, that's the thing. I mean, there were multiple ways to go about this. Posey could have stripped this team of a lot of cash and completely tanked and tried to take a Houston Lastros approach, right? Which is,
man,
get the first overall pick three straight years and get a bunch of prospects and build from the ground up. I don't think that's the school of baseball that he's a player, man. He's won three World Series. Actively trying to lose, I don't believe, is a part of his DNA. He's from the school of Sabian. So, to me, again, when you hired him, when the Giants hired him, it was with the intention of being as competitive as possible while also building the farm system, which ideally should be in his first draft, but we're not going to see that for a few years. He was given what he was given, which is a bunch of holdover players. He went out and got a couple of his own guys, Adamas, Devers, Verlander, and I think he wants to bring more of his own dudes in here. But again, that's the part that's going to take time. To me, having Posey completely reshape this roster or extracting the best out of every single guy, that to me was asking a little too much.
Mm. And here we are, Evan, and I'll say this because Melvin definitely won't say it, but the bottom line is he has to be disappointed. And like we said, we talked about it, the math is still there, the season's not over, but man, who saw this coming? I don't even think Buster saw it coming, so we'll see what happens by Thursday. But I'm sitting here just telling you, to me, the rat on the table for the Giants this year, brought to you by Echo Pest Control, is you got about four or five guys that just can't do anything with the stick, Evan. And until you do the Martin Luther King and try to overcome that, I mean, this is what you're going to get. And this has been, do you have a problem with me calling this a nosedive, a swoon that's gone on with the Giants offense?
Yeah, that's fair.
Man.
You're listening to 95.7 The Game, KGMZ FM and HD World San Francisco and Odyssey Sports Station, home of the Golden State Warriors and Valkyries. Always live in the free Odyssey app, coming to you live from the Laughing Monk Studios, Laughing Monk Righteously Brewed in San Francisco. Getting in for Steinmetz with Guru. The thing is, also too, and like Eldridge might be untouchable. Maybe even they feel the same about Wizenhunt. But I'm sorry, Buster Posey is also not married, I believe, to any of the guys in the system that he could use to acquire a talent that can help this team, not just this year. And I'm not talking about going in on this year. Mm. I'm talking about if you don't have anything if you don't have a ton to work with in your farm system, then to me, building through the trade market is also another alternative. It's an option. And I think Buster Posey has already unlocked that door by using a couple of guys that he believed to be at a position of strength and one former first-round pick in Tibbs to get a premium bat.
Yeah.
And while that bat hasn't produced, he's got a 730 OPS, a little bit above average, you have to give Devers the benefit of the doubt that he's going to come out of his nosedive, as you described, along with the rest of the offense.
Yeah, Evan, and tell me if this is the worst analogy ever heard. I feel like you describing Adamas, Devers, and Chapman, and the fact that folled the money, the politics of the money, they're like Steph, Dre, and Jimmy in regard to they need ready-made help. And, you know, they're not all 21 years old or 22 years old. So, I mean, Buster's trying to get – and that's what the Devers trade to me signaled – is I'm going my version of all in right now. And when you looked at where the Giants were and what they built without Ralphie Devers, you thought, oh, man, it's going to be combustible when you add the two together. And unfortunately, it has not. And there's not a chemist in the world that could give us an answer as to why offensively this team is not taking it to another level.
Yeah,
what hurts.
Look, offensively, they've kind of struggled all year. But it is concerning that they haven't been able to eventually break out of it. Like, winning's contagious, so is losing.
Man, oh man.
And they are infected right now with the losing bug, and that's what's been frustrating about it. All right, this is from the 510, the Boxer Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line, from Leroy. I love you guys, but you gotta stop saying everybody would have made the play for Devers. I was not one of them. I felt like we needed a left-handed pitcher. Before we got Devers, the Giants were one of the hottest teams in the league. I didn't see anything wrong with the lineup. I hear that. And again, I'm not saying everybody, but to me, the consensus from everyone around the baseball industry was that that was a fleece by the San Francisco Giants.
The price.
And I can't figure out why they've gotten worse. To me, it's because their pitching has taken a bit of a dive and Devers hasn't impacted the lineup enough. But I really, like, that's going to be the million-dollar question of the season is how do you acquire a two-time Silver Slugger and a three-time All-Star and a World Series champion and you get worse?
You get picked off a third when you're playing the lowly White Sox and you're trying to tie or take the lead in a ball game. You bunt against the Dodgers, the team that you're chasing that's leading your division right before the All-Star break, and you just don't play fundamentally sound baseball, Evan, and that's how you get here. But I'm with you. So let me ask you this, Evan. Was the Giants, Leroy, if you say they were hot and the Devers trade kind of messed things up, I mean, who's to say that the Giants offense at that juncture was not fool's gold? I would have expected and accepted the Giants coming back to earth offensively without Devers. But when you added Devers, that's where I'm with you, Evan. Like, that was the Ferrari engine into the, like, it's go time. And Posey put on his helmet and tried to go, what's my guy in F1?
No, Brad Pitt.
Brad Pitt. And we got malfunctions. And I need to know where the malfunctions stem from, Ev. That's the million-dollar question.
I mean, I thought that they were playing over their skis before they got Devers. And I don't think that they're this bad. Like, seriously, they have played like the worst or one of the worst teams in baseball for a little over a month now. I don't think that they're this awful. I also didn't think they were a team that was on pace to win 94-95 games. You know, they're a team that's going to be right there at the end, and that's what's troublesome about right now is people feel like the season's just slipping away. But I have to imagine with the amount of veterans and established players on this team, I'm giving them the benefit of the doubt that they are going to figure this thing out. But let's go back to the phone lines at 888-957-9570. Chris is in Santa Clara. Chris, good morning. What's going on?
Yeah. Hey, thanks for taking the call. You know, listening to a lot of the Giants fans calling in on I think they're just not thinking about the practical reality for this Giants team. They have an exceptional chance to get that last spot. I mean, nobody's going to think the Dodgers aren't going to be one of the six at the end. Everybody knows the Mets and the Phillies are going to be in there. Looks like either the Cubs or the Brewers, probably both. The entire discussion should be about the Reds and the Cardinals and the Padres. That's the competition this year. And it's like everybody's got Dodgers in their heads, and they just are trying to compete with somebody they're not going to compete with. Let's have that discussion. You look at the September schedule. Every sports talk show in the Bay Area should be realizing there's going to be six games against the Rockies and six games against the Diamondbacks. That's 12 cupcake games in September, and the final three are against the Rockies at home. Then you got six against the Cardinals, so that's good, right? I mean, don't you want to fight against the team you're trying to get rid of? You got a chance to go up against them for the only six games of the year, right there at the very end. You got seven games against the Padres in August. If you can't take out the Padres, you don't deserve to be there at the end, right? So well, I would think this is where the discussion needs to be, right? Because there's only one spot left. The other five, they're locked in. This is about who's going to get the last spot. And I'm just not hearing all the fans being passionate about it. Everybody should be talking every day about Cincinnati. They should be thrilled that the Dodgers kicked the Reds' butts yesterday.
But how can you be – I'm not cutting you off. I got to say this.
We lost.
How can you be thrilled when you drop game one to the lowly Pirates? And I get your passion. And then you get swept by the Marlins. You lose two or three to the White Sox. When does it stop? Can you understand why people are just sitting here like, what the hell is happening right before our eyes? After you get swept, it's the Mets. I'll give you that. I didn't like it. The Pirates come in and beat you game one at home. Like – When do you start scratching your head as to you can't do what you're saying, because the Giants are not playing good ball, man?
Well, I'm not saying that they are, but the reality is that they're in it. You start thinking about half the country right now isn't even close to in it. I mean, did the Pirates win yesterday? Yeah, they did. But if you look back over the series, the Giants are actually winning a lot of series 2 out of 3. Now, yeah, they get their butts kicked by the Mets, yes. Nobody realized that the Blue Jays are actually a hell of a good team. okay, you play against Toronto, you mean you get your butts kicked, right? But those are good teams. The Giants are a competent team that can hope to snag the sixth spot, pack their bags, and go someplace and hope to catch fire and win two out of three. That's what it's about. They are not in the top class of the top five teams in the National League, but that doesn't mean they're crap. They're not the Rockies. And even the Pirates, so the Padres got a game, Pirates got a game yesterday. All right, so Pittsburgh got a game. Look at their freaking record. How did their fan base, what's their fan base going through? And everybody here is like, the expectations are, I just think they're just so completely insane, and everybody's got Dodgers in their brain, and instead they should be tracking the heck out of the Cardinals and tracking the heck out the Reds. You get rid of the Cardinals and the Reds, and it brings it down to just Giants and Padres.
Thanks, Chris. Well,
Evan, help me out with that. Like, nobody's talking about the... Go ahead.
Nobody wants to hear that the Giants are in the same class as the Cardinals, and Reds. Man. Like, that's not what they want to hear.
And you're four back of those teams because of bad baseball.
Oh, well, no, you're right there with the Cardinals and Reds.
Yeah.
But again, that's not what people want to hear. But I think what the caller's talking about is reality. Like, that's the group that they are in, because they're a game above 500. What I think happened is the Giants and a lot of fans are holding them to the standard of their first 2 months. And again, I felt like they were playing over their skis. I don't think that they're this bad, but I don't think that they were a team that was... I did not expect them to be a game within the division after, what, 40, 50 games? You know, they were playing great baseball. And I think the reason why Posey went out and got someone like Devers is because he wasn't sure that they could keep that up. That offense that was winning a lot of close games was going to need a boost.
And what a boost that was that you got, especially with the prices you talked about.
And it hasn't worked the way you thought.
Yeah, and right now you are four games, Evan, if I'm correct, behind the San Diego Padres for that last spot. And this is why it's maddening to me. This is what was symbolic of the Farhan era without the bopper endeavors, is they always did this to me. The math was always there, but they could never get hot and kind of sneak in. And now here you are, you make a move that shocks everybody. And Evan, every day that goes by, you're going one more game onto the total. You were just ahead of the Padres not too long ago. Now you're four back, playing your worst baseball of the season, with no wind in sight.
Well, not if you win tonight. You know, and that's the thing. It's like it's only as bad as your next starting pitcher. I mean, seriously. The Giants are playing awful, and they've been one of, if not the worst teams for a month. But I don't have a problem with you saying that, but I'm trying to figure out how they get out of it.
Yep.
I'm trying to figure out what they can do to correct this.
Whose job is that, E?
It's Melvin's. It falls on Bob Melvin. That's why, look, I know that Posey picked up his extension. I don't think it's out of the realm of possibility that he's not managing this team next year.
Mm.
If this continues to go this way.
No, I'm with you. 2-10 in the last 12?
I don't think that a coaching change is out of the question. But I got to give him the benefit of the doubt that as someone who's won three Manager of the Year awards, that has managed multiple teams of the postseason, multiple franchises of the postseason, that he's going to help a mostly veteran-laden team figure it out.
Yeah, and to that caller's point, Evan, what I appreciate about what you just said is not because I wanted to hear it and I agree, is there are standards. And when you make a move like Devers and bring him to this team where they were at before the move, I'm sorry, that equals expectations. And expectations, to me, are good things, because that means there's a symbol, is symbolic of success, and the Giants were a great story. You add Devers, damn it. I'm sorry. The expectations are not crazy. They never were. They just have played, nobody knows why, just bad baseball, basically since they got them.
I think it's because the strength of their team is beginning to stutter. It's the pitching. And that's why, again, at the deadline, if I'm Posey, I'm trying to figure out excuse me, if there's an arm that I can get that can help bolster this rotation. I mean, they had to go to Wisenhunt. And something, there was something Bob Melvin said before his start that actually kind of, again, it has me feeling some type of way about what they believe is in their farm system. Like, it was a throwaway line, and it didn't hit me until yesterday, and kind of in the middle of the game. But, like, I don't know how much faith this current regime has in the one that they essentially were handed. Their system, seriously. Like, the guys that we don't see, because this team cannot rely, in my opinion, on basically September call-ups to come and save the year.
And that's why it's on Buster. He's got off to a good start with the Devers trade, and we'll see if he tries to enhance this team by Thursday.
We'll see. Oh, Leroy in Oakland. We'll get to you on the other side, Leroy. Hang on through the break. I promise we'll get to you. 888-957-9570 is the number. Where are you at right now? Trade deadline's in a couple days. You want them to sell? You want them to rebuild? You want them to reset? Do you want them to try and go for it? Do you want them to stand pat? Where are you at right now with the San Francisco Giants? Evan Giddings in for Matt Steinmetz, Daryl the Guru Johnson, all that coming up on the game brought to you by Fremont Bank, here for you, here for good.